If traditional Valentine's Day stuff isn't your thing, well, Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, is here to give you some ideas for, well, something that's a little off the beaten path for Valentine's weekend. Can we call it Valentine's weekend?
I think so. I think you have the whole weekend to celebrate.
Amy Diaz from The Hippo is here. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got four events here on your notes that loosely tied into Valentine's Day. The first one here, For the Love of Chocolate, but it's subtitled An Evening in the Stacks?
Yes, this is at the Pelham Public Library tonight, Friday night at 7. And this is their big fundraiser, and it's a celebration of all things chocolate. They're going to have the big centerpiece is kind of a showpiece chocolate cake. They're going to have chocolate fountain, chocolate candies, baked goods made by the Friends of the Library. And I hear some of them are pastry chefs. Mm. So you're getting, you know, high quality treats. And you know, it's all to raise money for a good cause for the library.
Is it a formal event?
It is going to be a sort of a dress-up fancy event. So kind of an alternative to maybe going out to dinner.
There's something else on your list if you want to. Well, I suppose you'd have to get bundled up anyway. This is a Valentine's snowshoe hike.
Yes, this is at Beaverbrook, also tonight at 7, over in Hollis at their Maple Hill Farm. And so definitely dress warm, wear layers. This actually sounds very romantic. So you come, they help you put snowshoes on. You can bring your own or they have some there. And then they send you off on a hike that's actually lit with, you know, candles in jars. It's actually, there's going to be some moonlight as well, you know, reflecting off the snow. So it'll be a pretty bright hike, about 25 minutes or so to get out to a big bonfire where there will be some nice warm beverages and some chocolate.
So is this an easy hike?
You know, relatively flat, relatively easy hike. And, you know, they said they feel pretty safe letting people sort of go out on their own. Or you can wait if, you know, maybe you're new to snowshoeing and go out with some of the staff and then everyone will come back together.
Okay. Now, what if you're, shall we say, unattached for the Valentine's festivities?
Well, you know, I think if you want to go out with your friends, particularly, I guess, your girlfriends, head on over to Red River Theater tonight in Concord. They are doing a screening of Clueless. Now, this is the classic 1990s movie with Alicia Silverstone. And yes, it's about a teenager in Beverly Hills, but it's based on the book Emma by Jane Austen. So it has a literary background.
We usually think of Red River as an indie film venue. Why do this with a mainstream movie on for a Valentine's theme?
Well, you know, this is a part of a bunch of different kinds of screenings that they do that aren't just the first run, you know, independent and documentary and foreign films, but also films that are kind of reaching out to all kinds of movie lovers.
So it's more of about an event around a movie rather than just the film itself.
Absolutely. Bringing people in to really, and it's specifically movies like Clueless that, you know and love and you kind of want to enjoy watching with a crowd.
That would be something for perhaps the ladies, something for maybe the gents, or maybe just the Star Wars geek and all of us, the one-man Star Wars trilogy?
Yes. This is at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord on Sunday. There are going to be two shows at 1 and 4. And this is what it sounds like. It is one man, Charles Ross, and he is going to do all three movies of the trilogy, the good trilogy, the bad hair trilogy, the original trilogy.
No Jar Jar Binks.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he is going to be performing it by himself. No costumes, no sound effects. But he, you know, he said he really gets into it and he goes for it. All the characters, all the noises.
How do you capture Star Wars with a one-man show and no special effects?
Well, you know, he said that it's sort of like, you know, he feels like a kid, kind of the way a kid would act something out. It gets so physical, he even wears knee pads and elbow pads to protect himself while he's out there. You know, he's perfected some of the sound effects to kind of bring you back to the film. And so many people, kids today and their parents, grew up loving these movies.
Yeah, it is multi-generational. So it's a family-friendly event.
Oh, absolutely. Although, you know, it might mean more to the adults than the kids in this case.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events happening in the Granite State. We'll put some links up to all of these events at our website at nhpr.org if you're looking for more information. Amy, good to see you.
Have a great Valentine's Day weekend.